Welcome to Muskoka Connects, connecting you to the people, places, and things that make the Muskoka region known for its beauty across Ontario, around Canada, and of course, around the world. Today we're speaking with John Miller, president of Muskoka Steamships and Discovery Center. Muskoka's steamship heritage is older than Canada. The first ship steamed Lake Muskoka in 1866. In 2017, they marked the amazing RMS Seguin's 130-year history. She's North America's oldest operating male steamship. The Muskoka Steamship and Discovery Center are getting ready for another season of sailing on Lake Muskoka, and I asked John about operating plans for this season.
Well, this year we're looking at, you know, we're going to operate under similar restrictions that were in place in 2020 regarding distancing, masks, hygiene, things like that. But we're very hopeful that by the, you know, September or October of this year, that we'll be closer to regular operation, which would result in a very positive boost for us this year.
Will the Discovery Center be open as well?
Yeah, the Muskoka Discovery Center will be open this year. We were open last year as well, but our plan is perhaps to open in June, and we'll see what the restrictions are regarding indoor experiences. And of course, we'll be following them for the safety of our staff and our customers. We anticipate a very busy year. We're already seeing signs of that in tourism and in the region. We hope for good weather and the vaccination plan to continue to spread throughout the population and make for a very positive summer.
Give us a little history of Muskoka's steamships.
We have three passenger vessels. One is the RMS Seguin, the Royal Mail Ship Seguin. She was built in 1887, right in the Gravener's Bay. She's the seventh oldest steamship in the world. She holds 99 passengers. She's a wood vessel, and she's fired by coal, and is an icon of Ontario and Canadian tourism for sure. Our other vessel is Winona II. Winona was built as a brand new vessel in 2002. She was brand new and with air conditioning, diesel engines, and all the modern amenities, but she looks like a turn-of-the-century steamship, and that was very purposefully done. Winona was a $5 million project and quite a significant project for a small charitable organization like ours, but has turned into a great success story. And the third vessel we operate is the Wanda III. And Wanda III was a private yacht for Mrs. Timothy Eaton from the Eaton Department Store fame. And she is 94 feet long and 12 feet wide. And she's currently undergoing a considerable transformation from a steam-powered yacht to an electrified yacht. And we're doing that within the large addition to the Muskoka Discovery Center that we're building that includes a boathouse for Wanda and a number of other things that I can talk about in a minute.
I understand sustainability is a big part of both the ships and the Discovery Center's activities.
Well, actually, sustainability was a core theme that our organization adopted last year. And we feel it's very important for us to, you know, have a role in communities such as ours, a role and a responsibility to lead the regional and the global conversation about things like this. So we're working on assembling knowledge and partnerships so we can act as like an educational bridge between science and culture. So making sustainability and learning about climate change accessible, engaging, and fun. And we've come up with a slogan called Love Muskoka, Sustain Muskoka. And our first work on sustainability actually is going to be launching very soon, which is a digital speaker series. It's a six-part series featuring various topics related to the Muskoka watershed, climate change, and what you can do to make a difference. We've made some funding applications and hope to follow up that speaker series with a physical exhibit in the Discovery Center this year.
What kind of programming and activities do you have for families?
If a family wants to come down and visit us this summer, they can have a ride on Winona II, a cruise on Lake Muskoka. They can visit the Muskoka Discovery Center and engage in a number of different activities and programming there. Our most recent new permanent exhibit is called our Water Gallery that features an exhibit called Watershed Wonders, which is a comprehensive look at the Muskoka watershed, but it is for all ages. It includes 96-inch virtual aquarium, interactive sand tables, things like that for families and kids. We also operate a very successful day camp program that runs every day from start of July right to Labor Day. It's been running now for 5 or 6 years, but it has just increased in popularity. And regardless of COVID last year, we were one of the first and only organizations in Muskoka to run a day camp program that was extremely educational for kids and resulted in zero cases of COVID. Our policies and procedures were very strict and adhered to by the kids, and our counselors, and just a very successful program in general.
Has the type of visitor to your center changed over the past few years?
Well, I mean, I think our clientele has been evolving, and I think that's a combination of a number of factors, but we've been evolving our offerings to try and have a broader reach. So that includes online and virtual distribution of programming, as well as different themes, such as sustainability, the environment. We have a large project that's being built at the Muskoka Discovery Center right now that we're right in the middle of. It also features a very substantial Indigenous exhibit. So yes, our audiences have changed over the last 5 years, but that's also because I also believe it's because of the different people that are discovering Muskoka probably for the first time. And, you know, they would reside in Toronto or in the Golden Horseshoe, and they're making their way north. And we've seen more and more of those types of groups over the last 3 or 4 years.
What about the costs for this season?
We're keeping our costs very reasonable. We recognize that people are, you know, just wanting to get out and have experiences, outdoor experiences such as ours. So, you know, the costs compared to last year are virtually the same. It is very reasonable for you or your family to come and enjoy both the Muskoka Discovery Center and the steamships in a day, and all the other businesses and activities that there are to do in Gravenhurst and Muskoka at the same time. So we consider it to be a very reasonable activity that will result in an experience you'll remember for a long time.
Are there any specific restrictions for 2021? Will the Seguin sail?
Well, Seguin didn't sail last year because of COVID, and we're not sailing her this year because of COVID either. The occupancy restrictions that are placed upon us mean that Seguin would be under those same restrictions, and she would only be able to sail with 40 or 45 people. So that just doesn't translate into something that's financially feasible for us, unfortunately. Much as I would like to sail Seguin and do not want to see her at the dock for the second year in a row, we really have no choice as far as COVID is concerned. If the occupancy restrictions are in place this summer and the distancing restrictions are still there, then Seguin will not be able to sail. So we've already made that decision as an organization that she will not sail. We will attempt to continue to restore her and, you know, work on some capital projects this year. Take that opportunity to do something like that, like a capital project, while the weather is good, and have her ready to go for the 2022 season.
If it's not sailing, will we be able to see the Seguin while visiting the Discovery Center?
Sure. No, absolutely. The Seguin will be at the dock. We always have a crew member on board that is able to answer questions, things like that. We don't conduct tours of Seguin while she's at the dock, because Transport Canada requires that we have a full crew on board and all the systems working if we're going to have passengers on board, which means all the fire systems and things have to be hooked up. And of course, that's just not feasible for us to do. So absolutely, you will see Seguin at the dock. We are able to answer questions, anything of that nature. And of course, there's a lot of video and information about Seguin within the Muskoka Discovery Center as well.
What's the best place to find out about how to visit the steamships and Discovery Center?
The best place to find information about our organization and our offerings is at our website, www.realmuskoka.com. We will be taking online bookings for both the Winona cruises and for the Muskoka Discovery Center as of May 1st. So right now you can go to our website and research everything about your visit. Come May 1st, our reservations will be live. You'll be able to book your experience. And also check out our Facebook page. We have a number of followers on Facebook, and Facebook or Instagram. We post on a regular basis, and majority of the posts right now are focused on our $7 million expansion that we're doing at the Muskoka Discovery Center.
Thanks, John. All the best for the season, and of course, smooth sailing. For Muskoka Connects, I'm Tim Hearn.